Hello, welcome to today's edition of Inside Life on Nexus Chief Radio. We'll be live on podcast very soon. Today is a holiday. And I believe you're enjoying it already. Yeah, I'm also going to enjoy it. But I trust you are doing great. Yeah, I'm also a blessing. A special happy Eid Mubarak to all my Muslim friends. Naira, I see you, bro. So I happy Eid Mubarak to you. So today, at the scene on Inside Live. Well, today I don't have any message. But I know sometimes life become very hard to go through. Even as you try to go through the process, yeah, sometimes very painful. Yeah, sometimes feel like you are going backwards. But yeah, I'm here to tell you this morning that wait until you see God's purpose. Yeah, God has a purpose for everything that He does. You see, God didn't answer that prayer. Not because He didn't deserve that. Or not because He's not an answering prayer, God. But because it was the devil who was actually pushing into something. And God pulled you out. God drew you to Himself. Somebody is preparing something better for you. You see, you lost that relationship. Not because you didn't deserve it. But because it wasn't the right one. So God actually pulled you out of that relationship because you didn't even have to be in there. God is drawing you to Himself. My message is very simple to you this morning. That you should be grateful for the hands of God that has put you out of many situations that you put yourself in there. God pulled you out of that pit that you fall into with your damn decision, your own damn decision. You see, you didn't talk about that one. And sometimes the devil make us take so many ugly decisions. And it takes God to pull us out. So that is it for this morning. Just for you to enjoy your holiday. So until we meet again. A very special good morning to you, Bella. Bye-bye. Welcome to today's edition of Inside Life on Nexus Chief Radio. I believe you had a wonderful day. Yeah, today Inside Life is coming on your way in the evening. I'm just even have a very simple message for you, somebody. People won't help you when you start. Oh, let me put it this way, people will support you when you start.
In God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son. I believe
yeah, people will support you when you start. Not because they don't want you to go for it, but they don't carry your vision. That's why I don't have to settle for negative comments from people, especially your friends. There's one thing that I want you to remember this evening. That whatever idea that you have or whatever idea that you get, accept it that it was God who gave you that idea. So if you want to execute that idea, He is the only person that you have to look up to. Yeah, we started a couple of things that we thought that people who were very close to us, people that we call friends, will help us push it out there. But they didn't. So it got to a time we thought that our idea is not good enough. Is it what your friends can make you think? But we forgot that it was God who gave us that idea. So He was the person that was supposed to look up to, no man. This evening, my message to you is very simple, somebody. Avoid negative comments. See, for the negative comments, they will come. Like, it has to come. But you have to avoid them. Just focus on what you are doing, even if it takes one person to appreciate it. As I said earlier, remember that it was God who gave you that idea. So He is the person that you should look up to, not your friends. Somebody, let God lead you this evening. Whatever that you started with, let God lead you. Your idea is perfect. Your idea looks great. You hold the bigger picture, not your friends. Let nobody deceive you. Somebody, if you let God lead you, I tell you, with or without your people or your friends, you are going to get to your destination. The thing is, if you know that God is with you, just forget about everybody and push hard at somebody. And you are going to get there. When God told Moses, when God told Noah to build the ark, I believe you know what happened. People were mocking him. They thought it was a joke. That's the same thing your friends are doing to you right now. They think that what you are doing is just a joke, and it will not go anywhere. But they should not be your focus. The focus is God. Okay, so that's my simple message to you this evening, somebody. A special good evening to you, Bella. So until we meet again. Bye-bye.